No matter where you are, you're on Texas Standard Time on this 17th day of March, 2020. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. A line from a New York Times article this morning sticks out in my head. Pandemics, Michael Kimmelman writes, prey on our human desire for connection, undermining our most basic ideas about community. And so it would seem, as officials consider tighter restrictions on mobility, urging us all to take more seriously the importance of social distancing. As important as that is, there are two ways to view this undertaking. One is to view ourselves as increasingly hemmed in by a growing cloud of fear. The other is to recognize this moment as one of the greatest community mobilization efforts in our history, perhaps since World War II. In other words, remember, we're doing this for ourselves and for others. This moment can be a denial of community or a declaration of it. Can you think of five people in your contact list you haven't been in touch with for a while? Why not resolve to make five phone calls today, just to say hello and check in on them? While you've got the phone handy, perhaps there's a small business in town you suspect might be struggling right now. Maybe you call and ask them if they sell gift cards. Might be a nice way to let them know you appreciate the role they play in your community. They definitely appreciate the business. Here's another. What if we resolve to come up with small things we could do to support others in our community? Maybe call a neighbor, run an errand. What's your idea? Let us hear from you at Texas Standard on Twitter or on Facebook, and we can share it with our community. Something all our communities are bracing for, the likelihood that a season of social distance will go way longer than just a week after spring break. As Texas Education Agency Chief Mike Morath has warned, schools might have to remain closed through the academic year. Now what? How are we, how are our educators, how are our kids supposed to move forward with so many unknowns? We are joined by a cast of experts. Aaliyah Swaby is education reporter for the Texas Tribune. Aaliyah, good to have you back on the big broadcast. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Susan Kincannon is the superintendent of the Waco Independent School District. Dr. Kincannon, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you. Good morning.
August Plock is a high school U.S. history teacher at the Pflugerville Independent School District in Travis County. Mr. Plock, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Good morning. Thank you.
Aaliyah, let's begin with you. Where do we stand with how many schools in Texas are currently closed because of concerns about that coronavirus?
The last count I've seen is from Sunday afternoon. It was just under 600, which is more than half of the school districts in Texas. Unlike other states, Texas has allowed locals to decide whether they're going to close, and other states have required all of their schools to close. So we're doing it really differently.
I want to bring in Superintendent Kincannon here because you've had to make some hard decisions there for Waco. How long will Waco schools be closed, at least as you see it now?
Yes, we plan to be closed through March 27th initially, and that decision was made in coordination with area superintendents who got together last Friday morning to discuss our response and plans.
Well, so that doesn't sound like as long as perhaps some other school districts are saying that they're going to remain closed through into April. Will you be reconsidering this at some juncture, or what is your next step?
Yeah, we're taking it a week at a time. This week, obviously, we're preparing instruction for next week, kind of our stage one plans for our students and preparing to distribute instructional supports for them on Monday. And then beyond that, we'll plan for the next week and see how this develops.
I know a lot of kids, a lot of parents too, depend on services provided by schools like meals. How's your district dealing with that?
Yes, we do have a large percentage of economically disadvantaged students, and our child nutrition department, in collaboration with Baylor's Texas Hunger Initiative, worked diligently over the weekend to prepare for serving meals as early as yesterday morning. So we have identified churches and community centers all throughout the community where breakfast and lunch is being served as we speak.
I want to bring in August Plock, who's a teacher there at Pflugerville ISD. You specifically teach 11th graders U.S. history, as I understand it. What are you hearing now from your district, and how are you going to resume and when?
Well, our district right now is officially on spring break this week. And then Pflugerville ISD announced yesterday that they will extend spring break 1 week, so through March 27th, and then reevaluate and see where we're at that time. I know our district is now potentially looking at how could we service our students if we have to have a long-term school closure.
Well, yeah, let's talk about the nuts and bolts of that. Some schools have discussed teleconferencing in students. Is that a practical solution for you there in Pflugerville?
It may or may not be, depending on what type of technology students have available. So we're looking at potentially high-tech options, such as what you just mentioned, and also potentially looking at low-tech options, such as using our school bus fleet, that they would roll through certain neighborhoods on certain days to deliver meals to our students, as well as to drop off packets where students then would have access to work at home, return the packets when the bus comes back.
Aaliyah, something else that was announced yesterday, the STAR standardized achievement tests here in Texas, those have been put on hold or completely scrapped for the year.
So the state will not require school districts to make students take it this year. That doesn't mean that all students won't take it. Mm-hmm. That just means it's up to, if locals want to offer the STAR test because they want to get the data that tracks how their students are doing, they can. I think that the state is working with them to do it in a way that's safe, and so that students have, or districts have, the tools that they need to track the achievement, but without risking student safety. But it is, for most students, it will be canceled this year.
Superintendent Kincannon, what have you decided to do with that STAR test?
Oh, we'll absolutely be canceling it. We obviously are losing a couple of weeks of instruction, and we would certainly want to take that pressure off of our students and our staff for this school year.
But if you do that, and I think this is something that's come up, what about advancement for young people? Are they going to be able to just progress into the next grade if, in fact, there are no STAR tests and school is canceled for the remainder of the year or something like that?
You know, we have we're pretty data rich on our students. We test them frequently on student expectations that are measured on the STAR, so we know our students' academic achievement, and we can make decisions based on the data that we have. And so the STAR would not be the only indicator of a student's success and the reason for them to pass from one grade level to another.
Mr. Pluck, now let me ask you, as a working teacher, are you concerned about the possibility of layoffs or job actions that could affect your livelihood?
Well, teachers are on a contract, so we're guaranteed employment with our school districts. Who I am concerned for is one-third of your employees that work for a school district are hourly employees, mm-hmm. and how will they be able to continue to be paid? Right now, the Commissioner of Education for the state of Texas, Mike Morant, has not declared an emergency here in Texas, and so that does not free up state funding for local school districts, which will require districts to dip into their fund balances, which is their emergency money, mm-hmm. to be able to maintain payroll. Most districts have a 60 to 90 day contingency, but if we're out for a long-term period, it could put financial stress on school districts.
There are a lot of parents right now who are frankly concerned about what they do if they have to watch out for their kids who aren't, you know, they're not going to be in school. Any advice, any suggestions, any wisdom?
Yeah, this is Dr. Kincannon. I think this is a time for the community to come together and parents to help each other. Obviously seen lots of posts on Facebook where teenagers are helping other families, and people are just pulling together to do what they need to do during this time.
Aaliyah, what do you think the likelihood is? I mean, are you hearing anything about further action from state education officials?
There will be more guidance put out on some of those more granular questions on, what happens with graduation, what happens with testing. So not everything has been released yet. There's more in the works. Back to the parents, I've talked to a lot of parents for a story I'm working on for today who, despite the best efforts of district officials, are falling through the cracks, you know, and they're not sure what's going to happen. They don't have internet. They don't know where to look in terms of where to get the free meals that they need. They don't have cars to get there, and the sites are too far for them. It seems like there are some districts that are doing more to actually go to those parents, mm-hmm. but not all of them. I think that's some of the concern moving forward, is that not everyone will be reached for those services that they'll still need.
You should go over to texastribune.org and check out the work of Aaliyah Swaby, who continues to cover this story. Dr. Susan Kincannon is superintendent of the Waco Independent School District. August Plock is a high school U.S. history teacher at the Pflugerville Independent School District in Travis County. Folks, thanks so much for spending a bit of your day with us on the Texas Standard. We appreciate your insights.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.